singing to me, pop that, jiggle that fat, and don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet. I will tell you that right now there are a million black girls just waiting to see someone who looks like them.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Hi,
my name's Shay, and
I'm Christine,
and we are the co-presidents slash co-princesses of the student executive this year at CITR, and we're here for student special hour.
Yeah, big shout out to Hala for keeping this show on the air this summer.
Big shout out.
Big shout out.
So dope.
TY, that's so cool.
Yes, thank you so much. Hala, you're awesome. So
we love Hala.
Hal's just an angel. So we're going to be running the show as an executive until our student program coordinator is hired. So
it's all about school stuff, student. I'm going to be talking exclusively about my classes on this show all year. So get ready.
Yeah, man. I would love to.
You're going to hear all my grades. My parents cannot listen.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
We should make this parent-proof somehow. Yeah.
So I'm going to start this show off with a nice long one by Angel Olsen off of her latest, My Woman.
I listened to it
yes.
last night. It was so good.
Oh, it's amazing.
She's incredible.
She's doing incredible stuff. I like that she's taken a turn into the rock and roll, more rock and roll and less folk. Mm-hmm. I love her folk stuff, but she's like, it's time.
Mm-hmm. And she's experimenting so much. I don't know what song you're playing, but yes, there's one song off the album that has this incredible long guitar, psychedelic bit, and I love it.
I'm gonna play that. Made me wonder if I should play Woman, which is the other 8 minute lovely long one on the album, but I'm gonna play Sister, which is
awesome.
I think the one that you're thinking of,
it's
truly it picks up, you think the song's gonna end, but it's just coming in for a freaking hard solo.
So hard. So hard. It's you'll hear it. It's
so good.
It's so good.
Okay, so this is Sister off of Angel Olsen's My Woman.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show, featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mare Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR. And also thanks to the sponsors, Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, guys. We're back. We're just listening to the band Friggs with the song God Hates a Coward.
Such a good band.
Yeah.
And just by coincidence, my good pal and roommate, Ivana, stepped into the studio while that song was playing. And I have not seen that band live because I had a personal engagement when it was playing, but she has seen them live, so she can talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, they were so incredible. We actually just found out that we were going to open for them a couple days before it happened. Someone from Music Waste reached out and they were like, hey, do you want to open for this awesome band? We're like, of course we do. And they just had the most hypnotic set. Like, their transitions were super seamless, and they just had this sort of half hour long set of songs that just washed into each other. And the lead singer, I think her name's Bria, that might be wrong, but I think it's Bria, she's the most like hypnotic and lovely and dynamic quality, and she's so sensual and it's so awesome. But yeah, that was a really fun show. So fun.
Where was it?
It was at the Cobalt with my band Mirepoix. We're playing Live at Lunch next week on the 13th.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yes. We got like a million shout outs at Victory Square Block Party, but every time they said our name on stage, I didn't hear it. It was really bad luck.
Oh, I'm super excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, I've seen you folks play, I think, once before, but I need to see it again.
We've only had a couple shows because our drummer went home to Portland for the summer and the rest of us were just generally disorganized and we didn't have a practice space. So now, hopefully, we had a practice, I think, last night or the night before, and it went okay. So I think it should be a good show, hopefully.
That's awesome.
Live at Lunch is so rad. Yesterday, Les Chaussettes played, and they changed all of their songs to be about lunch. Like, it was crazy.
It was so funny. Like, just sitting there and, like waiting to hear what was going to be the next lyric about lunch was epic. It was so funny.
Did they literally like change all their song lyrics?
Yeah, it wasn't like all the lyrics in the song, but like the punchline of the song was changed to be like involving the word lunch or food. They have a song called Kate. It's like the name, and they changed it to cake.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was so long, but it was like an hour. It was like an hour of songs about lunch.
It was so crazy. And like great music.
Yeah, and good tunes. But like, and one song was about Russian borscht. Like, whoa. They prepared.
It was so funny, and I told a really bad pun, and they enjoyed it, so I was happy. I'll tell it to you guys, just because I brought it up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you have to. Yeah.
Have you ever tried eating a clock?
I haven't, personally, no.
I don't recommend it because it's very time-consuming.
Oh. Oh, Shay.
I actually didn't see that coming. That was really good. That was really good.
Groaners are all I know.
Does anybody else know a food pun? Or like a little food dad joke?
Right? Like, this band had like changed all the lyrics to their song to be about lunch, so I was like, I can't get up on stage without like a really bad lunch pun.
I don't know any off the cuff. I'm sorry. Comedy is not my...
It's tough. I'm but hungry.
That's somehow like the most satisfying thing. If like someone's trying to do something serious and you just like replace all the nouns and what they're doing with like one time I was in a poetry class and this guy's poem was so pretentious and I was with my friend and we changed all the nouns to pancake and it just became this hilarious thing. And I think I'll start doing that for everything from now on.
Well, okay. I was going to play a song next by a band that's playing like shockingly. I don't know how this happened. They're playing the Back to School Barbecue that the AMS puts on every year, but they are so rad. This band is called Always, and they were truly my intro into Canadian music when I came to UBC. I was very excited about them, and CITR was playing them. The song is Adult Diversion off of their self-titled album.
Dope.
My cross is the fix within the prick. My slexo and I can make it stick. Trace back to a time unsubsidized where loving meant living without disguise. Young blood color. wild commerce led astray. Black market is viral in our day. Politician targets savage streets. Discreet use of the cyber police. Entertainment sensation. Your God box has autonomy, the main program that keeps you free.
Just listening to Hazy with the song Cut Dead.
Yes, she is so rad. She was is the front woman of Late Spring as well.
Mm,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name's Casey Way.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so this is just her, like, own, like, solo stuff?
Totally.
Totally
yeah.
solo.
Totally solo.
Oh, that's
rad. It's
rad.
So experimental and
I had
cool.
no idea. Cool.
Yeah, and I played her because...
Why?
Because she is going to be playing live at lunch with CITR here at UBC next week on Monday.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Late Spring played our live at lunch last year and rocked it.
Yeah.
And I think her set is just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, that's rad. Okay, I'm definitely going to listen to this.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. But yeah, Late Spring are an awesome band. They released such a good album this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And before that, we played Crack Cloud with the song Time Unsubsidized. They're a band from Calgary, as we were discussing.
Yeah. They were in town over the summer, and I meant to go to the show, but I didn't have anyone to go with. And sometimes, sorry, I'm brave enough to, like, go by myself, but I wasn't that time.
Yeah. Where was it? Do you remember?
It was with... Like, sorry, Crack Cloud, I love your music. I just think that maybe you don't have the right conception of yourself. They were playing with, like, really hardcore bands.
Oh, really?
Also that I wasn't, like, as excited about mm-hmm. seeing, but they're, like, more post-punky.
Cool, yeah.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How did you find out about them?
Because they were playing... Okay.
Oh, because...
They were playing with Woolworm, which is a band I really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet. Nice. And we kick that all off with Always, with the song Adult Diversion off of their self-titled album. It's great. I can't believe Always is playing Back to School Barbecue.
I cannot either. I wonder, hey, okay, you were telling me yesterday about this girl, the front woman of Always, famous ties and how you recognized her.
Yeah, semi-famous. So this is so funny. If my mom was listening, she would be the only person that would, like, understand me fully when I explain this, but she's not listening, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm gonna explain it. There's this, like, old band from, like, the, I think, like, 90s or something, from, like, Eastern Canada, like, from the Maritimes, I think from Newfoundland. And they're called the Rankins, and it's old, like, Celtic folk, and it's a whole family. Like, it's, like, the mom, dad, there's, like, their children, and then there's cousins, and they all, like, had really beautiful voices, and they would just sing this, like, really nice music. I only knew it because, obviously, my mom, like, listened to it all the time. And they were called the Rankins. And so I, like, obviously started listening to Always when they released this album. And I think I read an article or something and, like, realized that the lead singer's name is Molly Rankin. And they're from, Always is based out of Toronto. So I was like, she's Canadian. Like, her name's Rankin. I guarantee she has some kind of tie to this old band. And I, like, just did a little bit of research. And, like, I'm pretty sure she's one of the children. Like, she might have sang in that band. Maybe not. I don't fully know. I need to do more research. But, yeah, it was really funny.
I can't, like, even imagine that. Like, I have a lot of friends, and they're like, oh, when did you start listening to music? And I'm like, what? I've been listening to music my entire life. But that's a real process that a lot of people have to find a connection to music. And then other people are born into musical groups and families, and it's, like, in your heritage.
Exactly. So. Like, can you imagine, can anyone in this room, like, imagine actually being born into, like, a family that was already, like, making music as a family? Like, what? That sounds so much fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
It might be a little bit of pressure, because maybe, like, if you're born into that circumstance, you're probably, like, expected to
participate. Oh, my God, and you're tone deaf?
Yeah. Right?
And you're, like, always clapping along at the same time, and they're like, Johnny, how about you, we're kicking you out of the family band. Sorry.
We're going to bring in your best friend, because he's better.
That would be my family band.
Yeah, there's like pros and cons, I guess, to that situation.
Okay, next up, I thought we could play the band Peace.
Cool,
with their new stuff.
That would be awesome. Peace is a local band. They're really great. What song did you want to play?
The only one I could find, which is called Prayer.
Cool.
This is their farewell. This is going to be their farewell album. Mm-hmm. So sad.
Yeah, they played their last show at Biltmore, I think, sometime in July or August.
I went.
Did you?
I went.
Was it good?
It was great. I was like, I had sadly like just gotten into Peace, and then they played like 100% new stuff at the show, which is really exciting and like not nostalgic at all.
Yeah,
because that can be kind of sad.
Yeah, that's what Eric said. Eric, who was like student president last year and has a show called A Face for Radio on Thursday morning. Sorry, he also went to that show and he told me after the same thing that they played a lot of new songs and he was like, "This is your last show ever. Why didn't you play your classics?
Play your hits."
He was that guy, probably.
But it was rad. It was rad.
Cool. Yeah, really good band. Sad that they're breaking up, but we still have their music.
We still have it.
So we're going to listen to the band Peace, and this is the song Prayer, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR.
Internet deal just for students. Get TELUS internet for just $30 per month for 12 months with no term contract plus a free gift. Find our TELUS reps on campus today from 8:30 till 4:30 p.m. at the L1 Nest atrium to learn more. Conditions apply.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My boyfriend, and he loved.
Yo, we're back. Hi.
Back at it.
Back at it. That was Hensmole, and that was my favorite song off the album. I listened to that way too many times. Like, I listen to it all the time. It's called Comfort, off of the album Comfort. She's from Victoria. And what did we play before that? The Submissives with My Boyfriend.
Yeah, that album, sorry. That album is coming out tomorrow.
It's oh, cool.
called Do You Really Love Me? They're on, she is on, so she's a really interesting project because she writes all the music herself as a solo artist, and then she performs with like 10 women on stage.
Awesome.
So she writes all the parts and then they all perform in white gowns on stage.
Amazing.
Which I would love to see, but they're totally. In Montreal.
Oh, Montreal.
And oh, and they're on Fixture Records, which is a great label with like Brave Radar and like, who else do I like on that label? Can't think of anyone else right now, but
sweet.
That's fine.
That's rad. That sounds awesome. I would love to see them.
Yeah. And it's this sweet pop where she's like, I read an interview where she said that she thought that she was expected to write songs about boys and like exclusively about boys. So she was kind of like, F it. I'm just going to write all these dumb love songs about boys and get it out of my system. And then we'll see what happens afterwards. So it's like this cool, like satirical project where.
That's awesome.
Her songs are super simple and fun.
Ah, oh, that's cool.
And if you like her page on Facebook, she is always posting great oldies.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's The Submissives?
The Submissives.
Very cool. Nice. I'm going to listen to them. Thank you for introducing me to so much music today, Christine.
It's like all this stuff from my show that I was very excited about playing and like can't really just play every week on my show, but might as well just play it here.
I feel you. That's what again. I did too. Hey, what's your show? You should do a plug.
Okay. My show is called Fresh Slice. And
the best name ever.
We recently changed our name from Radio Pageant to Fresh Slice. And we're currently working on a new time slot, but right now and next week, I think if you want to listen, it's from 6 to 7 on Mondays, right before Exploding Head Movies and right after the Leo Ramirez show.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sweet. And we're interviewing an exclusive interview with Mirepoix this week.
Yes. Yeah. That's awesome.
When's your show? What's your show?
Plugs. I also have a show alternating Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. called Shine On. I play a lot of local music.
It's very fun.
Yeah. Radio.
We love it. If you didn't know, we love radio.
If you didn't know. If it wasn't obvious.
I think it's obvious.
It should be. Hey, so how are your classes going on this first day of school?
I only had one class today. Sorry, this is probably not great radio. I don't know how to make a good radio. I only had one class today. And now I don't know what I'm doing with my time. I have four classes tomorrow that I have to go to.
That's crazy. What time does it start?
It starts at 9. The fun begins.
9. Yeah, I also have 9:30 classes like every morning, so I'm like getting used to waking up earlier, which is weird. And it's getting so dark, but it's okay.
It's cool. Get back in that routine. One of the biggest pleasures of my day, and I'm excited because I think this is a hobby that I will continue lifelong throughout my entire life. I don't think it'll go away, and that's people watching outside my window. I love waking up with my breakfast and watching people walk by my window. And in the summertime, I would wake up at like 10 and people were not out. But now when I wake up, there's all these people taking their kids to school.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with my coffee, peering at them and wondering what their lives are like. And I have a little glimpse, like I see a woman I see a woman and she's got this German Shepherd and it is so obedient. I don't know why she stops in front of my house all the time and she like has it roll over and do tricks for no one in particular, like just because she can. is the best.
I've noticed that, like, dogs, especially big dogs in this city, are extremely well-trained. Like,
seriously.
It's so often that you see big dogs without a leash and just, like, the chillest animal, it seems.
I totally, like, that blew me away when I came to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. The animals here,
they're
well-trained.
Beautiful. And they're like, so gorgeous. Like, it's like everyone's trying to compete against each other to have the most beautiful
dog.
Well-disciplined dog.
That's all of Kitsilano.
That just sums up Kitsilano right there.
Yeah.
Just add in a green smoothie and you're good to go.
And your dog who's like on a walk.
Who's like more strolling. Well-trained than you.
Yes. Yoga dogs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love dog watching in this city. I love dogs in general. This city is great to watch them.
Yeah. Love radio. Love dogs. Need a...
All the passions.
My entire identity.
We know everything about you now. But yeah. Hey, welcome back to school, everyone. Crazy. Yeah. It's definitely weird, but it's exciting to be so, like, stimulated by so much all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. My life got an infusion of liveliness.
Yes.
Coming to school. Like, yesterday, I rode into school, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about all of these people.
Yeah, it's true.
They're here all the time. Like, I love school in the summertime because you'll go into a bathroom, and, it's your personal bathroom, even in the sub. Kind of, like, no one else is in there. And
yeah.
I realized that and now you have to wait in a line.
And it's like, oh, it wasn't my own bathroom.
This was not my chambre? No.
It's a real disappointment when you realize the truth.
Seriously.
Back to school. Actually, this is good. This is a good transition. I was telling Allie, actually, while you were out, that I... Like, one of the hardest things, I think, of transitioning back to school is that I was cycling all summer. And so, like, I wasn't really on the buses too much, or when I was, it was really mellow. But now getting back onto transit to UBC is, like, night and day. It's so different. And I'm not stoked. I prefer cycling, where I don't have to wait and watch many full buses go by.
Oh my gosh.
What I was going for was, I was actually on the bus today and I was thinking this, and like, obviously it was like super, super packed with people. And I was listening to this band from Montreal called She Devils. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they have this song called Where There's No One, and I'm going to play it next. And it was just like a good timing kind of situation, you know, where I just like sat back and appreciated the moment.
If you're listening from a tiny liberal arts college somewhere out in the middle of nowhere where you have your own classroom or something, pay attention, okay?
Yeah.
This is the
student struggle of Vancouver.
We're fighting for space out here.
Yeah. But we're here.
And I love it.
So this is She Devils, and this is the song Where There's No One. Maybe it'll be relatable.
I might just wanna